Another week of a focus on the banking industry here in our country as the business week begins. And of course, another decision on interest rates by the Federal Reserve possibly happening before the week is out. We'll sort out a few of the things that have been happening of late with our guest this morning here on WKZO. Dr. Timothy Nash is back with us, the director of the McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship at Northwood University, the noted economist joining us this morning on WKZO. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to speak with you again.
Likewise.
Well, with what we're seeing in the banking industry over the past 2 weeks, is this an isolated thing or is this a symptom of a bigger problem?
I think it certainly is a symptom of a larger problem. This is something that should not be unexpected by anyone. You know, you and I have been talking about inflation for on and off for about 2 years now. And as I've said on your show numerous times, the Federal Reserve waited about a year too late to begin to raise interest rates to combat inflation. And, you know, we've raised interest rates dramatically in the last year, but we still have 6% inflation as reported last week. And so the problem is that we're trying to combat inflation. And if we don't raise interest rates, we're going to continue to deal with higher inflation rates. You know, you reported that gasoline's about $3.45 a gallon this week. Well, you know, when President Biden took office, it was $2.35 a gallon. So it's still quite a bit higher than it was when the president took office. If you look at home mortgage interest rates, they're nationally 30-year fixed is now up to 7%. The list goes on and on. The interest rate to finance an automobile is now 8%. A little over a year ago, it was under 3%. So inflation is driving costs up, Ken, and we have to deal with inflation. The problem is, because we waited so long, interest rates have gone up so quickly that it's put banks in a very precarious situation if they have put a lot of their investments in fixed interest rates, because as fixed interest rate securities, because as interest rates go up, the value of the bond goes down, and that's what banks have faced lately. And it's something that should have been predicted based on the way we've handled the inflation.
So that brings us to a Wednesday decision by the Fed on interest rates. Do they, pardon me, do they move forward with another increase? Do they punt? Do they let it ride for right now? What do you think?
I don't think there's any doubt that they're going to raise interest rates at least 25 basis points or 0.25 percent. I think they need to, because if they don't, they run the risk of letting inflation get out of control and becoming even worse than it is right now. And you know, that's exactly what happened in the late 70s. That led to double-digit inflation by the early 1980s, and it literally cost Jimmy Carter re-election.
Economist Dr. Timothy Nash is with us on WKZO this morning from Northwood University, and we're talking about the issues in the banking industry and a possible Fed interest rate decision coming at midweek. New York Community Bank is buying a chunk of the failed Signature Bank. Swiss Bank UBS is acquiring their smaller rival Credit Suisse. Is this the answer? These troubled banks get acquired by other banks? Why would they be interested?
Well, I think they're interested because the long-term opportunity, if the bank is run well, is quite sound. It's quite strong. The problem that you saw with the Silicon Valley Bank is that you had a lot of investors, or depositors, that had a lot more money in the bank than was insured. The Federal Deposit Insurance corporation insures every depositor's deposit up to $250,000. And the average at the Silicon Valley Bank was over 93%, Ken, of all deposits were not insured. So it means that if you insured roughly 15% of the deposit at that bank, it meant that the average depositor had about $2 million in deposits, and you're only going to insure about 250,000 of that. And so you created a real difficult situation. And once the bank is managed properly, the bank could become a very good investment longer term. But you can't put all of your eggs in one basket, as the old saying goes. And the reality is that you have to have investments in things that are longer term, less volatile types of investments.
So taking what you've said, and how do you tamp down the concerns of depositors so they don't make big runs at the banks and create an even bigger problem?
Well, that's exactly the key. If you look at it today, your large banks, your Bank of America, your J.P. Morgan Chase, these banks are banks that have if you have deposits in the bank, and with our fractional reserve banking system, they have between 40% and 50% of their bank deposits are uninsured, and that's a risk that most banks can handle and not be problematic. And if a large number of people withdrew their money, you would still have enough money that you would never have a run on a bank. And so the key is to make certain that people understand what the bank's issue is relative to insured deposits. And I'm sure that a number of individuals, people that are a little bit more savvy, are going to be investigating what is their bank's uninsured deposits ratio. And those banks that are above, say, 50%, people may want to transfer their deposits to a larger, more stable bank. But I don't think that people will do that because the federal government has said they will not insure the stockholder, the bondholder, the uninsured or unsecured creditors of a bank, but they will backstop for the depositors or for the deposits, if you will. The key is going to be that people have faith that the government will step in and there will not be a run on the bank. And I think in the short run, as long as we don't see any systemic problem with one of our largest banks, that won't there will be a belief in the banking system, faith in the banking system, and there won't be a problem.
Well, the efforts continue now to stem the banking crisis. In meantime, Wednesday brings the next Fed interest rate decision, so we'll see how this all plays out, and perhaps we'll have a chance to chat again later this week if something develops there. We've been speaking with Dr. Timothy Nash from Northwood University, noted economist, and he joins us frequently from time to time to explain what's going on out there. And as always, we appreciate your time and your expertise with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate that. Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanphier on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.